broadcasting the show. We've moved it in our High River studio to a Tim Hortons location. Now, there are two Tim Hortons locations in High River, Alberta, believe it or not. We are over on the northwest side. There's one on 12th Avenue if you're in the area. But we know there's Tim Hortons across the country with owner Kevin Genereux. And Kevin, what does Camp Day mean to you? This is such a fun day.
Camp Day is an amazing day. This is a day that all the Tim Hortons across Canada donate the entire proceeds of all of our coffee to the Children's Foundation. Not only that, we are trying to raise money through rounding up your transaction. We are selling bracelets. Some locations will be doing different activities, so you'll see all kinds of crazy stuff. You'll see balloons, you might see dunk tanks across Canada. You will see here in High River, you're going to see the RCMP, you're going to see some town councillors, you're going to see some local celebrities, you're going to see the fire department. This is all normal. This is Camp Day. This is what we do to raise money for the foundation.
I don't know about you, but when we hear the numbers from past Camp Days, you realize how much coffee is drank in Canada at the end of the day, don't you?
Yes. Last year we raised $13.1 million just on Camp Day. This is through all the donations from our guests and the purchase of a coffee. The slogan this year is buy a coffee, change a life. And there's a commercial that was just recently put out on TV, which is a true story of one of our graduates of the foundation camps. And it's on TV right now, but I'll give you a little brief synopsis of it if I can. There is a lady, this is kind of a sad, serious story, where at 16, she was kicked out of her house because her mom didn't love her anymore. And the only real solid rock that she had was going to the Tim Hortons Children's Camp every year for 10 days and building on her personal confidence skills and her leadership skills. And that's what the camp provides. And now they show her in the commercial. You'll see it on TV. You'll see the young, it's the true story, real lady. And she now has two kids, husband, and is a registered nurse. So that is just one of, and if I look at the notes here, I've got 270,000 kids that have gone through the Tim Hortons camp since its foundation in 1974.
Now, how does it work when, like, because each location is raising money? Does it go into one big giant pool? Does money raised in different communities help kids in those communities? How do they divvy that up?
Yes. How it works is each restaurant owner across Canada in their market gets to select two kids per restaurant. So in High River, we work with local school boards, and they help select children that are worthy candidates to go to the camp for an all-expense-paid 10-day camp trip. All of the money that's raised on that day, we push it all into the pot to the foundation. The foundation takes that money and divides it up to help pay for the running of the camps, for the counselors, for the training, for the horses, for the canoes, for the kayaks, for the archery, for the river rafting, for all the latest and greatest equipment at all our camps. So yes, it all goes to all the camps and we share it evenly.
Is Camp Day your favorite day?
Camp Day is my favorite day. My second favorite week is Smile Cookie Week, which comes up in September. But Camp Day is all about having fun, okay? We're all about supporting the children, supporting disadvantaged children and giving them an opportunity to be great. What can be better than that? You know, to hear these great stories and to be part of this great experience, and for the customers in High River and across Canada to know that when they buy a coffee or give a few cents into that camp box throughout the year or on Camp Day, that money is 100% donated to the Children's Foundation to help underprivileged kids.
How did Camp Day even get started?
This is a really interesting story. It all goes back to the very first Tim Hortons that opened up in 1964. And that's when Tim Horton tried a number of entrepreneurial experiences. He tried a burger chain. It failed. He bought one donut shop in Hamilton, and it went through three owners in 1 year. It almost failed. It was a miserable success. Then Ron Joyce, who's the co-founder of Tim Hortons, became one of the first franchisees that lasted more than a year. And Tim Hortons said, "What are you doing? What's going on here?" And Ron was a police officer before, and he owned a Dairy Queen, so he knew all about the systems. So he said, "We need to put some systems in place, and I think we have an opportunity to grow this Tim Hortons to be something more than one store. Maybe we can do eight stores or something. That would be our dream." So Tim Horton at that point said, "You know what? I need a partner." So they went Canadian style, 50-50. Let's work together. Let's build this business up from nothing. Canadian iconic story. When Tim Horton passed away in 1974, Mr. Joyce, the co-founder, wanted to give something back to remember Tim Horton. And Tim Horton, as a, being a hockey player, would always support kids and help them, disadvantaged, help them in the community. He was known for that. And Ron said, let's start a Tim Horton Children's Foundation where we give back our coffee sales as owners. He had to sell this to all the owners, and they had to agree to it, that we give all our coffee sales on one day to the foundation to help it grow, because we need money to make this thing grow. It's not going to make it without it. So that's why when you see the camp boxes and you see Camp Day, this is a thank you and a continuation of the Tim Horton tradition of giving back from Ron Joyce, our founder, that still continues to this day.
Very cool. Now, how many Tim Horton's children's camps are there? Because they're all across the country too, aren't they?
Yes, and I have a list here because it keeps growing. We've just added a new camp. So the first camp is a Perry Sound camp. That's in Muskoka, and that's opened in 1974. Then there's Tatamagouche, which is Ron Joyce's hometown in Nova Scotia. So that's on the ocean. Then there's Kananaskis, Alberta, which is 91. Couillon, Quebec is 94. Campbellville, Kentucky, 2001 for our U.S. owners. St. George's, Ontario, 2002, which is our bigger camp now, which is an operating farm. It has an observatory, a huge telescope observatory, the Ron Joyce Telescope. And then just recently in 2015, the Seven Sisters Falls, Manitoba, that opened in 2015. And I was just talking to someone who said there's great fishing and great pike there. And basically what the kids do is they'll go on a canoe trip for 3 days, and they have to bring everything with them. Camp, portage, carry, camp, portage, canoe, and they have to do it all as a team. And they, I mean, no computers, no phones, just nature, teamwork, and camaraderie.
Now, how did you yourself, you and your wife, how did you get into owning a Tim Hortons? How did this dream come true for you guys?
My story's a long story. I've been with Tim Hortons for almost 25 years. So when I started, I worked for head office. And in those days, Mr. Joyce was the one owner of Tim Hortons. And there was only, there was under 1,000 stores. Now there's 4,500. So Mr. Joyce, actually, I should say. And it's always been Mr. Joyce. I know he's passed away, but I have a lot of respect for him. He's the one, when you read his book, I read his book and I've talked to him about it, is, you know, he did jobs that no one would do. He set the pace, set the example. So you're going to see that in all the Tim Hortons. You're going to see that in High River. You're going to see Kevin, the owner, changing garbages. You're going to see Kevin working the drive-through window. You're going to see Kevin cleaning and calibrating coffee machines with the team. I mean, it's all about teamwork, setting the example, working hard, being available, giving to your team members, giving to your guests, and thanking your guests and feeling really appreciative of the community. So we're super lucky to be involved in High River, in this small community, where we have an opportunity to give back some of our great products to help fundraisers throughout the year with other events as well.
Well, outside of Camp Day, I know in High River we see you support a ton of community events, so we appreciate that. But how did you go from head office to owning? Did you just decide one day, you know what, I want to open my own location?
Well, you're digging deep here, aren't you? Okay. So I started in Western Canada, and I had a chance. I work in BC, the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. Then they transferred me to Ontario about 15 years ago, and I worked in the head office there. And I worked all over U.S., Canada, Ontario, Eastern Canada. I had a chance to go to Dubai and open the first store there. And it was unbelievable. So now we have, you know, stores in Scotland, stores in Spain, Mexico. We're going to China. We're going all over the world. And the Canadians that come out and bring people to it. I mentioned this story to someone else too. That was when I was in Dubai. There was an Amoretti. He's dressed in like the white with the black headband. And I'm in the line talking to guests. I said, are you familiar with Tim Hortons? He goes, yeah, I went to the University of Montreal. I love Tim Hortons. So, you know, it's becoming a smaller world. And there's a lot of people that love Canada and they love Tim Hortons. And that really just pushed my love for Tim Hortons and how can I get into a community where I can give back? And that's really how it all started. And that's how I began my journey back to my roots here in the West, where I was born and raised, and where I live now today, and where Kim and I own the stores in High River. So I love just serving customers, and I love working with the community and giving back to the community. So yeah, it's awesome.
And what's your favorite thing about High River?
Oh, I mean, home of Heartland. I mean, what not to love? We have our revitalized downtown. Our town is growing. We have the Gaiwedic Rodeo coming up on the 20th. We're part of that as well. You know, we got the tractor pull. We got movie shooting here. We just had Kevin Costner here shooting a movie. Tin Star just finished up filming here. there's always something going. We're so close to the mountains. There's no traffic. Let me add, because I was spent 10 years in the Toronto area. So it's ultimate. You have everything close by within 10, 15 minutes of High River. There's Waterton down south, prairies to the right. You got the Drumheller, and I can get to the mountains. I can see them from here, and I can get them in probably 45 minutes. I can be hiking. So great fishing too, actually, sure. I work with Flies Etc. Udo down there. He set me up with some fishing gear. So we have a great fishing supply store, hunting store. So whatever you want to do, whatever you're into, High River has it.
Absolutely. The other thing I think that is cool about Camp Day is if you by chance are one of those people, and we don't judge you if you don't drink coffee. There's no judgment. But if you don't drink coffee, you can still partake in Camp Day because there's other cool things that you can just give a donation, but you can also purchase some pretty cool. I have to get bracelets for my son every year. We have a collection of Tim Hortons Camp Day bracelets, but there's lots of cool ways to be involved.
Yes. Camp Day, what we do is we have all old being, 4 months old, Christmas merchandise and stuff from last summer that we donate and we sell on Camp Day for a hugely discounted price. That we'll have tables set out in the drive-thru and inside the restaurant. There's teddy bears this year. Each year there's a different teddy bear. So there's teddy bears, there's hats. So we have all the Christmas merchandising, all the different mugs, water bottles, different prizes. Everyone wins a prize, okay? So if you donate anything, you're going to win either a donut or something from the prize table if you want to donate a little bit more. We had somebody on Saturday. We did some pre-sale for Camp Day because not all the kids they're in school usually on Wednesday. So we're starting a new tradition here in High River where on Saturday we have like a pre-Camp Day so the kids get to see it. We're selling the kids' meal cups too. We have the kids' meal hockey mascots on them. So we're selling those for a donation, $1, minimum. But someone gave $100 to one of the people yesterday when they saw the volunteers standing there, and they came up to me, and then we raised $100, said, wow, that's great. And they go, no, one person gave us a $100 bill. So whoever that person is, thank you very much. And that will go 100% to the Tim Horton Children's Foundation, of course, and it's all for a good cause.
All right, celebrating Camp Day. One last question, Kevin. If you could pick one thing on the menu that's your favorite, what would it be?
I got a large coffee with one milk for me. That's my favorite. That's my go-to. There's also all the new drinks. Now we have the slushy drinks. So we've got if you see a blue ice cap around town in an ice cap cup, it's not a blue ice cap. It's our blue slushy that's come out. So it's a blueberry flavor. There's cherry flavor. There's all kinds of different things. I love it all. Because we just have the omelet bites that just came out. So I love the omelet bites. There's a French toast breakfast. Anything new that comes out, I fall in love with it. So I overindulge in it. I have 3 or 4 of them a day. I enjoy and I love everything that we do. Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to have breakfast. Thank you, Kevin. And happy Camp Day.
Yes, thank you. And I hope to see everyone throughout the day here on Camp Day. And thank you for visiting us. Thank you.